Schwartz, what do you feel helped the Great Depression to come to an end, or was there anybody that, in particular, that helped bring the Depression to an end?
Well, it had to be Franklin D. Roosevelt. He started this thing about the WPA, Workmen's Progress Association, I think that's what it was. He put so many men to work that was just without work all across the country. And they did a number of things, like improve roads, and they built stadiums out of stone. They built rock walls. You just name it. There were so many jobs open then, and that's the beginning of the end of the Depression. And it just made so much difference in everybody's life. And that's where Daddy got his first job after the Depression, was in the WPA.
What was his job? What did he do exactly?
Well, he was kind of like a supervisor over several men. He would, like a truck transportation supervisor, he'd see that the men got their trucks and gas for the trucks, and told them where to go to take things, and he'd get men lined up with the masons and cement people and get them together and put all these things together. And mainly he was just kind of supervisor for this.
Hey, would you say that most of these...
This was before my time, remember, but I remember my brothers and all telling me about it.
Okay, would you say that most of these jobs came because the government enlisted them?
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay, so if the government hadn't stepped in, do you feel that the country would still be in a really bad shape?
Well, it's hard to say, but I don't know. I don't know what the future would have been if it hadn't been for Roosevelt and what he did for our country.
Do you feel that you live in luxury now compared to back then?
Very definitely so. We have a lot to be thankful for. I've had a good job. I worked 31 years at a job, and now I'm retired, and everything's at my fingertip, and I appreciate everything I have, and my family too, you know, older brothers and sisters, and I feel very fortunate. And I don't know what it would have been, you know, if our country hadn't got straightened out then. It would be hard to say.
Do you believe in the American dream? Or back when you were young, did you believe in the American dream? Did you have a dream?
We just took it day to day. I don't remember having any big dreams. I started out in the early 40s with art. I had a teacher that started teaching me art, and I became interested in it. So all through grammar school and high school and into university center, I had art on my mind, and I like to do all kind of artwork and painting and stuff. So I didn't really have a dream. I just knew things would probably be better as they went.
Okay, but being an American, did you feel that you were entitled to more than what you got during the Depression? And that, you know, if you worked hard, that you would prosper more? And
I wasn't afraid of work. I liked to work, and I figured that the more I did, the better off I would be. You know, I wasn't afraid of work. I'd do anything to work, extra job, and cut grass. I remember we had an old push mower push type thing that you cut grass with, and me and my brother, we'd go around to, we'd haul that thing to people's houses. Of course, we didn't have to have no gas or anything like that, but we'd cut grass for people like 50 cents or something, or we'd go pick blackberries during the summer and sell them by the quart or the gallon, and that started us off being independent. You know, we made our money, and we'd even caddy at the golf course, and we'd even go look for old golf balls that was lost and sell them for like 25 cents a piece and maybe less, and save a little money like that, and it'd come in handy.
Okay. Is there anything else that you have just thought of or anything about the Great Depression that you'd like to add?
Well, not actually living in it. I really don't. I can't comprehend what it was like. Although I know it, it was a real bad time in everybody's life that had anything to do with it, because the money, you know, just went down so bad, and people lost so much. They lost a lot of times. They'd lose everything they had. If they had any money in the bank, it was no good. And I, like I say, I can't comprehend how bad it was. But it must have been a real bad time in our life, in our history.
Why do you say that their money was no good if they did have something in the bank?
Well, the stock market crashed, you know, and people's money just wasn't any good. It was just like the Confederate note after so long a time. It was no good. And people lost everything they had, and the world was in a panic, or our nation was in a panic. And people were committing suicide left and right. They were afraid of what was going to happen after that, you know. And I'm talking about my personal just reading and listening to the news and what my folks told me about all this, you know. And I'm glad we made it through. I don't think things could have been much worse, you know. But we're thankful that our family is still. There's only one out of 11 that's missing in this year. And I don't know how we made it. I don't know how my mother and daddy ever came through it. But they were brave and loving. And that's the main thing, I guess, that it took for us to be together. And Daddy would always stand up for any of us, and he taught us right from wrong, and he taught us to be honest, and that's about all I can say. Like I say, I wished I could remember more, but that's about all I can say.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mrs. Spence, very much for all your time.
You're welcome.